Hey, this is Amber for another edition of the Leading Hearts Instant Writers Podcast. And we are here with BJ Arnett. And we are talking about women who are doing amazing things in the mainstream entertainment industry. And tell me how you got your start in the entertainment industry.
You know, what's really cool about the entertainment industry is that if you are bold enough, if you're just a bit on the shy of crazy, you can get in. But you just have to not care what people think initially. Yeah. You've got to put yourself in the position of being uncomfortable in order to get to your next step.
So I can be a star.
Yes, you can be a star.
Okay.
If I can do it, honey, anybody can do it. Believe me.
Well, what is one of the biggest lessons you've learned as a person who's trying to influence this part of the media for Christ?
I think the biggest thing that I learned from Scripture is that Jesus himself is always excellent. So I strive to be excellent. I'm speaking with you right now. I'm striving to enunciate. I'm striving not to slump because I'm tired. I'm striving not to go, my feet hurt. So I have to concentrate on the now that God has called me to. Put all of my energy on being excellent right then and there. And if I mess up, because my heart was going in the right direction, because my mind has stayed on him, because I am a believer in the Lord God, it's all going to work out. He'll put it together. He'll make it all right. I just have to stick with the first things first. Yeah. Be a duplicate of Christ Jesus. Be a disciple of Christ. And don't freak out.
Don't freak out.
He's a good God.
I know that there are a lot of people who have a perception of Christians in media that somehow that it is a lower quality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How would you speak and encourage women who are going into this industry about how they can make a difference and be significant and also do that with excellence?
Think of it this way. Your paycheck is, well done, my good and faithful servant. That is your paycheck. So don't wait to the day that you hear that. Be in preparation of that by being that right now on this earth. Just surround yourself with other men and women of God who will speak life to you, who won't be Martians and say, I don't know if you can do that, or has any other Christian done that? Okay, that's Martian talk. We don't need that. What we need to surround ourselves is true believers that will encourage us, tell us truth, who will say, hey, you're not good at that. Move on to something else.
Exactly.
You're good at this. So surround yourself with those people. And that, I think, I'm very blessed. And I have a husband who's just straight up no chaser. He'll say, babe, that's not your area.
Yes.
This is. And I appreciate that.
How did you learn to accept critique and criticism? Because I know that as girls, it's a real hard thing to not take everything personally.
Yeah.
So how did you learn to do that?
You know, I've cried a many a day. Yeah. I have cried a many a day. I think what we have to remember is that the Lord chastens those he loves. He chastens his dear children. So when I hear a correction, I embrace the correction. Now, there's some things, sometimes you hear things that are just not you. And you know, wait, that's not me. But what you want to do is kind of bite it off, chew it up, spit out the bones. But what is yours, take it, use it as self-correction, and move on. And really, don't take yourself so seriously. You know, breathe. It's going to be okay.
That's an excellent word. At the end of the day, no matter what you've done or how many times you've messed it up, when you walk in obedience and in excellence, just
It's okay.
Well, tell me a little bit about what projects you're working on right now that you're excited about.
I'm really excited about BYOBB, which is, you're going to fall out on this one, Bring Your Own Bible, baby! That's for our shy women, okay? So, and what BYOBB is, it's like entertainment tonight for Jesus. So it's a portal to allow us to highlight those who highlight the Christ. So you highlight the Christ. Hey, I might just turn a camera right in your face because you highlight the Christ. So that is what my husband and I do together with our family. And you know, the family of God is a very powerful entity. So to have a group of people who are one mind, one heart, one heart, one mind. It's like incredible. So that's what we all do together. Then we've got another one called Jesus is my booski. Oh, that's a children. Yeah, it should. Okay, that's an idea. I'm going to take that. But that's for children and young people.
Yes.
And it allows us to really get into the Word of God, but from a perspective that a young person could really bite a hold of.
That's
and
so
then, awesome. Of course, I'm a college professor. Okay, so I teach fashion business. So I teach about costuming, I teach about marketing, I teach about branding, and all those things help keep me honed in on what God has called me to do. And then there's the television show, This Day with BJ Arnett. Okay, and then there's all of the production work that Cap Studios is doing, which we're in process right now, walking through a play, and we just had our first table read, which is fantastic, and we're working on our drama. So it's a lot going on. I can't tell you that I don't get, whoo, Lord have mercy. But I can say that, you know, I never go to bed saying, okay, I didn't do anything today. I know that I'm doing what God has called me to do. So you just keep going.
Well, tell me, BJ, where can people connect with you and learn more about your projects?
Well, first of all, absolutely, BYOBB.TV. You know, BYOBB.TV. And then, of course, you can always Facebook me with Billy Arnett. And then I'm the VP of Membership for Women in Film and Television Atlanta. Most people know us as WIFTA.org. WIFTA, WIFTA.org. Okay, so there's 100 ways to get me. And just remember Billy Arnett.
Thank you so much for being with us today.